This is Ozarks at Large. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 throughout the state are at an all-time high. To prepare for the continued upward trend in cases, the state and its healthcare partners will be opening two alternative care sites in Little Rock and Van Buren. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us, the goal of building these facilities is to relieve pressure at hospitals.
Geralyn Jones, who is the medical director for healthcare preparedness and emergency response at the Arkansas Department of Health, describes the current status of the state's healthcare system as strained for multiple reasons.
COVID-19 being a major one of them. And we're also, you also have to realize that we're also in respiratory season as well, just in general, the winter months, in terms of people needing to be hospitalized for respiratory illnesses, folks with underlying conditions, heart disease, lung disease, and things like that. Viruses that are prevalent on a regular basis tend to affect those people more.
So the healthcare system experiences increased hospitalizations around this time in a normal year, but now it's been coupled with increasing cases of COVID-19 across the state. Jones says available beds are tight across the board, and especially in ICUs.
Oftentimes people are waiting in emergency departments for extended period of time. And as an emergency room physician, I'm saying that it's longer than we would like, longer than anticipated times, and that's just because it's hard to find folks' beds.
The health department developed a plan for alternative care sites during the COVID-19 surge in the spring, which called for much larger facilities with capacity for anywhere from 500 to 700 patients. Jones says the sites that are being constructed in Crawford and Pulaski counties are much smaller. The facilities will be able to house up to 124 patients if hospitals around the state run out of room. The site at J.A. Gilbreth Conference Center on the Baptist Health Medical Center campus in Little Rock will be able to accommodate up to 50 low-acuity COVID-19 patients, while the Baptist Health site in Van Buren will have 74 hospital beds, of which 8 will be used for critical care.
They're designed to take care of low-acuity COVID-19 patients, those patients that would have potentially been in the hospital before and have declared themselves as not needing a ton of intervention, but perhaps not being ready to go home. So perhaps they still need some supplemental oxygen or that kind of thing. They would be able to be taken care of at these facilities. Kind of decompressing our structured hospitals and leaving space for folks that might be a bit more acute.
The alternative care site in Little Rock is expected to start accepting patients on January 18th. Meanwhile, the site in Van Buren will have a staggered opening, with 44 patient rooms ready on January 18th and the remaining 30 beds ready on February 1st. The two additional spaces will cost the state about $7.4 million, but the governor hopes FEMA will fund 80% of the project. Jones says they decided to go ahead with the construction after analyzing trends in COVID-19 cases over the last few weeks.
We know that increased cases are going to ultimately lead to increased hospitalizations, and which will subsequently lead to increased deaths. And so things like hospitalizations and deaths are lagging indicators, but we do know daily that our case load is going up. So the trend is going in the wrong direction. And so these spaces are built in anticipation of that trend.
Jones Department and Baptist Health are examining different staffing models to figure out the best way to use existing healthcare workers to cover the additional capacity. For months now, hospital administrators have been saying that medical staff is in short supply. Jones says they're looking into whether people with nursing degrees who are in administration would be interested in helping staff the alternative care sites.
There's just not enough people for the needs that are presented. And some of that can be mediated by expediting nursing licenses, certainly for already credentialed and experienced providers. That's great, but there's also a dearth of those individuals. And so expediting licenses for new grads, but when it comes to taking care of sick people, you need more experience, but potentially these folks could be helpful in some of our lower acuity centers. So we're actively looking at that right now.
Jones says they're also looking into whether medical professionals who have retired may be interested in returning to work at the alternative care sites. And as the state wraps up that construction, another project undertaken by Arkansas hospitals is already up and running.
COVID-COM is working very well. obviously, we're limited by places that we can move patients, and that gets to the bed capacity issue. It's kind of a revolving circle, but there have been over 300 cases initiated for about 210 patients, and COVID-COM has been able to facilitate the complete movement and the complete transfer of 50% of those.
COVID-COM is modeled after the state's TraumaCom system, which makes the movement of trauma patients easier and faster. The system matches the needs of given patients with the hospitals that can meet them and then facilitates the transfer process. Jones says right now the COVID-COM system has mostly been used to transfer patients because the facility that admits them doesn't have a bed.
It's possible that COVID-COM may in the future be utilized to help decompress some of the hospitals and moving patients out from the larger facilities or the inpatient facilities into these lower acuity areas, these alternative care facilities.
Jones says patients who live in more rural parts of the state are getting transferred to facilities far from their families because the healthcare providers in those regions have fewer resources.
COVID-COM is looking at the closest facilities first, but if your loved one needs to be admitted and they can't be cared for in the specific hospital and then subsequent region to which they present, then we're going to try to find a bed, because ultimately we need to get you admitted or your loved one admitted if they need to be in the hospital. And so some people are having to be transferred quite a distance from where they live.
Jones hopes the alternative care sites don't have to be used, but she adds that there's a reason the state has decided to go ahead with their construction.
What we've seen is that it hasn't been kind of a trickle. Like, when you run out of space, you kind of really run out of space, and things have been, flexed and squeezed and all of that kind of stuff to the point so that if you're to the point where you have to use a facility like this, it's likely not for one patient, but for lots of patients.
And although Arkansans have heard it repeated dozens of times, Jones says she still wants to remind people the best way to reduce hospitalizations is to not get infected in the first place by washing hands, wearing masks, and continuing social distancing. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.